Theoretical recap. Clean code and meaningful comments are not optional refinements, they are professional standards. Clean HTML means your code is readable at a glance. Consistent indentation, typically 2 or 4 spaces per level, no orphan tags, no redundant or empty elements, and a logical nesting structure. Every child element must be visually indented relative to its parent. Comments in HTML use the syntax less than, your comment here, greater than, and serve to explain intent, mark sections, or flag areas requiring future work. They are invisible to the end user but invaluable to any developer reading the file, including your future self. A common mistake beginners make is over-commenting, narrating the obvious. This is a paragraph, rather than explaining the why or the what, navigation for mobile menu, toggled by JS. Another frequent error is inconsistent indentation, mixing tabs and spaces, or forgetting to indent nested elements, which makes the structure impossible to read at scale. A messy file is a liability in a team environment and a red flag in a technical interview. Mental model. Think of your HTML file as a legal document. Every section must be clearly delimited, every clause properly indented, and annotations must add value, not noise. Example of a well-commented, clean block. Less than, main navigation, links to the 4 primary sections of the site, greater than. Nav aria label equals main navigation greater than. Ul. Leah href equals hashtag home, then home slash a slash Lee. Leah href equals hashtag about, then about slash a slash Lee. Slash ul. Slash nav. This recap bridges what you studied in HTML comments and clean indentation and best practices, file naming and simple tree structure directly into a hands-on refactoring task. Workshop brief. You have been handed a poorly written HTML file representing a simple personal portfolio page. The file contains structural errors, inconsistent indentation, missing or useless comments, div abuse where semantic tags should be used, and a disorganized file tree. Your mission is to clean, restructure, and properly comment this file so that it meets professional standards, the kind of standards you would be expected to uphold on a real development team. Begin by downloading or copying the provided starter file, see resources section. Before touching a single line of code, read through the entire file carefully. Identify every problem you can find: incorrect nesting, inconsistent indentation, divs that should be replaced by semantic tags, header, main, section, article, footer, nav, aside, missing area attributes where relevant, comments that add no value, and sections that have no comment at all despite being complex enough to warrant one. Write a short personal checklist of everything you intend to fix. This reflective step is part of the assessment. Once your checklist is ready, proceed with the cleanup. Replace non-semantic containers with the appropriate HTML5 tags you have studied. Apply consistent indentation throughout the entire file. Choose either 2 or 4 spaces and stick to it without exception. Remove any comment that simply describes what a tag already communicates visually. Add meaningful comments at the start of each major section, navigation, hero, about section, portfolio grid, contact form, footer, explaining its role and any relevant implementation notes. Make sure your file validates without errors. Use the W3C validator linked in the resources section. Pay particular attention to the title hierarchy. Verify that there is exactly one H1, that H2 tags introduce major sections, and that no heading level is skipped. Check that your area landmarks are coherent with the semantic tags you have chosen. Do not double label elements unnecessarily. Once the HTML is clean, review your file name and folder structure. The HTML file must follow lowercase with hyphens naming conventions, and any assets referenced in the file must be organized in a logical subdirectory. For example, /images/CSS. Finally, write a short commentary block at the very top of your HTML file, inside an HTML comment, summarizing the changes you made and why. This block should be 5 to 10 lines long and treat the file as if you were handing it off to a colleague. This is a professional habit that distinguishes a careful developer from a careless one, and it will be evaluated as part of your submission. You have 4 hours to complete this workshop. Submit your cleaned HTML file and your initial checklist as a plain text file or a second comment block at the bottom of the HTML before the deadline expires. Late submissions will not be evaluated in the current session.